The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Use promo code WMVP.
Tune in every Friday for the official Waddle and Sylvie Same Game Parlay on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
21 years or older, Illinois only. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
This is ESPN 1000. WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Now, back to more Waddle and Sylvie, live from the Old National Bank State Street Studio
on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Barstool Big Cat, host of Pardon My Take, and voluminous tweeter at Barstool Big Cat. It's time for his weekly conversation with Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
That's right, Barstool Big Cat. Usually on Tuesdays when he's not losing his voice, but his Big Cat is a mensch, and he is prone to do. If he doesn't do Tuesday, he's going to make good, and that's why he's coming on today.
So, he made good use of the tea bags we sent him.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We never sent him that care package. You were supposed to think about it, and we were supposed to then send him something. Then you never got back to me. I blame you.
There's a shock.
He's brought to you by R.J. Curcio and the Curcio Law Offices. If you need a personal injury attorney, give R.J. a call at 312-321-1111. Is it fully back? Is the voice fully back?
I'm back.
Yes.
Promises made. Promises delivered. I told you guys I need one day to shut it down.
Wait a second. His phone's back. It's like his phone. Yeah, it's going in and out.
Stop,
it's going in and
stop.
Out.
Stop.
Like, what is it? Static. Why do you?
You know, we should put him on hold and
just like our quarterback, Justin Fields, I needed a reset day. I needed a week to shut it down. I old me would have powered through it and been like, I'll be fine. I'll just drink a lot of tea and I'll make everyone in the world listen to my hoarse, throat for 2 weeks straight. No. Mature me said, Wednesday, we shut it all the way down.
Yep.
We get back to square one, and now I'm here, and I'm not making people listen to. I did PMT on Tuesday, and I just want to thank anyone who listened, because it's the worst listening to someone sounding like I did on Tuesday. And I don't want to blame anyone, but it's my kids. They got me sick, so my kids are to blame.
I have to tell you, I admire the growth, the maturity. It's been fun to watch it from you, to see as you as a younger guy, you would probably, when you saw the defender, you'd tuck it and you'd cut it right back up into traffic. These days, you get 10 or 12 yards, you get out of bounds. You've become a smarter player, and I appreciate that performance.
Good analogy.
I thank you. And another thing I learned, I may have been sick. Guess what? I may have been sick. I took yesterday off. I slept 8 hours during the day. That's weird.
That is.
I might have been sick. I woke up. I had a meeting at 10 a.m. I took the meeting. I went back to bed at 10:30, and then I woke up, and it was like 4:30, and I was like, huh. Yeah, I might have been sick. You know what? I might have been sick.
Either that or it was day drinking, and you passed out for a few hours.
I wish.
Right?
I wish. But I'm back.
You're
and
back.
It's Justin great. Fields is back.
Yeah.
So you think so? Good in the world.
Do you want to see him play on Sunday? Like, and we all, like, let's all just kind of agree. As long as the doctors say, hey, listen, there's no risk of any additional injury here or him, you know, putting himself in harm's way any more than he would in a normal week, are you okay with him playing Sunday?
100% yes. I've wanted this. This is the only game I care about for the rest of the year. I want him to go. I want him to run for 400 yards on the Packers' terrible defense. Because guess what? The guy up north, you know, who should be in jail, number 12, you think that he's physically okay to play this game? No, he's doing it because he wants to stick it to us. So let's defend the wall, Justin. Let's get ready. Let's go.
My bigger concern is not that Justin's going to re-injure himself. It's that our defense couldn't stop a fart at this point.
No, we got no chance. Rodgers is going to throw 5 touchdown passes and be smiling ear to ear and doing his discount double check. The only chance we have is for Justin Fields to outplay him.
Yes.
So, like,
that's it.
Aren't you worried though that they do come back too early? Like, it's easy to say, like, Waddle's like, If he's 100% healthy, and for those just joining us, it was a surprise. He was a full participant today. We were not expecting that. He's been limited in practice every day until today. And even the coaches were saying that he was expecting to be limited today. He was a full participant today. It's easy to say if he's 100% and there's no pain. But we probably know that he's still going to be experiencing pain. As Waddle says, he may have to take a shot.
Well, I said if he does, then I wouldn't play him. But if you have to dull that pain, then I wouldn't do it.
So, and he may do that to play in this game. Like, and what if he grabs the shoulder in this game, Big Cat, and then goes into the bye week, and now all of a sudden, now he has a step back into the bye week. Is that what we want for his development with four more games after the bye week?
I actually, by the way, I hate when we have a bye week this late. I totally forgot we haven't had our bye yet.
Me too.
When you just said bye week, I was like, wait, what?
We still, no, it's too late.
Packers have the bye next week, too. Same situation.
All right. So, yes, obviously there's concern of re-injury, but he's a dog. Don't you want, like, football players want to play football. Justin Fields loves the game of football. He wants to play football. If he's cleared, he should play. I don't see why not. Like, you can't play. The guy is developing. He's having a season where everything's starting to come together. You start stunting that growth. I don't know. If he wants to play and he's healthy to play, he's got to play. That's just, I love that out of him. And I think the locker room's probably got to love that out of him, too.
See, I I'm playing devil's advocate here. We know that there's cleared to play, like Josh Allen is cleared to play. But Josh Allen isn't playing as well. But he's in a playoff drive trying to play for playoff seeding. Justin Fields is still a developing quarterback who's on a 3-9 team.
Who needs snaps.
He does need snaps. He does need snaps, but he will get more snaps. But he also can regress while trying to play hurt as well with a bad offensive line.
I think that while the Bears aren't playing for the playoffs, his last five games here are huge for next year. Because with everything that's on the table and how the roster is hopefully going to look next year, we've talked about this before. Next year, I think there's going to be the expectations of being a borderline playoff.
Yes, there should
be. So this month and a half, like, you almost got to view it as like one full season. You know what I mean? Like, this is part of next year, where him getting better this year is going to help him for the leaping off point next year. And that is going to be very important because next year they will be playing for the playoffs.
Look, I don't know whether or not this is the coaching staff that's going to take us back to the Super Bowl. I don't know if Ryan Poles is the guy that's going to build this fantastic franchise going forward. I don't know the answers to those questions, whether or not that's going to happen. I find it really hard to believe at this point at 3-9 that they would put him out there and play him if, in fact, let's say today at practice, he wasn't able to drop back and really rip it to his left. Or he was able to drop back and he couldn't get the deep in ball to his right side. If he can make all the throws and he's not limited at all, then I think, and he's cleared by the doctors, then I'm okay with him playing. If he struggles with any of that stuff, then I think that, yes, then your concern is real.
And you made a good point there. Not really. I have to clean up your good point. I'll clean up your good point. You were kind of hovering around a good point. The fact that the coach and the front office have job security means that they don't have to panic something. If this was a situation where it's like, Mark Trestman's second year, John Fox second year, where they're hanging on for their job and they're like, I got to play this guy because I got to keep my job. Yeah. That's not on the table right now. I think that if they play Justin Fields, he's 100%. Because there's none of this, like, I'm trying to keep my job, I'm trying to keep, like, a couple wins here, maybe save it. Everyone knows this is a blank slate, this is a rebuilding year, we're expected to lose. So I think that stripping that away makes me even more comfortable with him playing if he's 100%.
Thanks for the assist. I appreciate that.
Good.
Together, I think we scored. I think together we scored.
You were close. Yeah. You were close.
It's teamwork. It's like you and it's like you and PFT right there. Coming together. Let me ask you about Rodgers. Do you want Rodgers to have a good game against a really bad defense, even though you think he should be in jail? Because then he will gain confidence thinking that he could dominate next year when, in fact, the Bears just stink defensively?
No, I want to kill him.
Okay, but maybe we'll give him false hope for next year. Then when the Bears are better next year, then they're sandbagging him this year. And next year they can come in when it really matters and then kill him next year.
So what you just brought up is a good point, but that's an after-the-fact spin zone. We save that for Sunday afternoon if he does do it. We don't say it beforehand. That's the thing we say after to be like, ha-ha. We were just that was you fell for it, Aaron. We didn't even put a defense out there. Ha ha, got you again. So we saved that. We saved that one.
I like that.
Do you as a football fan want to see whether or not Jordan Love can play? Because I do.
I'm curious. I'm more like scared than anything.
Did that little bit of time on the field against the Eagles on what was it Sunday night or Monday night, whenever it was, did it give you a little bit of a chill up your spine?
No, listen, he made a nice slant pass to Christian Watson, who's like the fastest man alive.
Okay, how about the back shoulder fade to Aaron Jones, though, on the sideline?
Yeah, see, I'm scared. I am definitely scared. I want to like peek in the door, but I don't want to open it all the way, because if this guy is good, if this guy is what Rodgers and Favre, I might have to stop watching football.
Can you imagine?
It's not worth it.
That would be a Chicago Bears' worst nightmare, would it not be?
If Justin Fields is great and Jordan Love is like transcendent, like, so we have the great quarterback finally.
Come on, we can't put this out there. No, we can't put this out there. It's not going to happen. Man. It's not happening. Yeah. They can't get this lucky three times in a row. Amazing enough. They can't get it three times in a row.
If you say so.
But I do want to see what he has, and I'm very worried that it might be good, because he did look – he had some zip on the ball on Sunday. Yeah. I'll say that.
You know what worried me?
He had a little zip.
He had a little swagger. Like, I
know.
I was expecting –
he looked like he knew what he was doing.
I thought he would walk around with like a scared dog with his tail between his legs.
Yeah.
He walked around like he
knew what he was doing.
Yeah, like he meant to be out there.
Yeah. It's – I don't want to – let's not talk about this.
I think that's why you were sick, honestly. I think the prospect of Jordan Love –
voice.
Yes, the prospect of Jordan Love.
I was sick because I lost my game of the year.
Oh.
I got to stop doing game of the year. It's taking a toll on me.
Never stop.
I had a game of the month and a game of the year within 3 days of each other. I told you guys last week, Feast Week is my favorite week, and I lose all my bets, and I usually lose my health because I'm up till like 2 in the morning watching all these games. So
And maybe because you're shouting at Twitter people, too, about college football all weekend, about college football playoffs.
Hold on. Now, debating college football is my favorite thing to do, because no one can ever be right in college football debates. So it's really just like, it's like playing a video game. You just go on Twitter, you have an opinion, you debate it with someone, they debate back. Maybe they say some mean things to you. You say some mean things back. And then you walk away and you're like, all right, nothing got accomplished. Good time.
Yeah, well done. Hey, speaking of college football, is Badger Fever back with Luke Fickell?
What a hire. I mean, all-time high. I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked. I really, like, never in a million years thought that they would get a guy like Luke Fickell, who was rumored for the Notre Dame job, rumored for the USC job. He's going to be incredible. He's an awesome, awesome coach. And yeah, like the Big Ten, I think you'll see this now with the money that's going to be coming in with all these TV contracts. The coaching caliber in the Big Ten is going to get so high. I mean, Matt Rhule going to Nebraska, Luke Fickell going to Wisconsin. I mean, Bielema's a great coach in Illinois. Like, I think that you're going to see this in like 5 years. It happened in the SEC 10 years ago when they got all that money and they started hiring all these guys. You're going to look around the Big Ten and be like, wow, there are some really, really good football coaches.
Gosh, I hope so, because I had a little bit of cash on the Wisconsin game. Did you see them against I know you did, Big Cat. I don't know if Sylvie did. They were trying to score a touchdown at the end of the game to tie it. They got first and goal with like 30 seconds. Five straight penalties. They were on the 35-yard line trying to score a touchdown.
And you're not even saying the most Wisconsin part of this whole thing is the backup quarterback was in. His name's Chase Wolf, which is an incredible name. But Chase Wolf comes in, He's got the biggest knee brace I've ever seen in my life. The guy hasn't played a snap all year. What's wrong? How does he have a knee brace that big? He has like an offensive lineman knee brace on. He's coming in for his first snap of the year. It's like, what is going on here?
It's like Trevor Siemian with the oblique injury.
Listen, they got inside the five or whatever it was, and I'm like, okay, come on now. I'm getting three here. You know, get a touchdown, go over there. And then I looked at the first penalty. I got no chance here. So, you know what? I turned it off.
Like, but Waddle's amazing these days with as an empty nester watching every college football game.
I'm a professional television watcher now. That's what I do.
You and me both. Yeah, join the club. I would say that I'm in the 1% of the world in terms of how much actual football games I watch.
Oh, easily. Yeah. I would say top 0.5% of the world. Easily.
It's football all the time. Yeah. All the time, and bowl season's coming up. Well, Waddle, we'll just do a side text, and we'll just get cracking on the bowl season.
Okay, I'm in. Will you also be a dedicated viewer of, what is it, the USFL when that starts up in April?
No.
Going too far?
I have actually a very strong opinion about this, and I know that people get mad at me and be like, oh, you're not a football guy, you're not going to watch football. I love football season. Once football season is over, I need a break.
Yes.
And I love college basketball. So give me, like, March is for college basketball. April is for the end of college basketball. It's for the Masters. And then also the start of the playoffs, NBA and NHL. Like, the seasons having their ups and downs and the flow of everything, I want to hold on to it forever. It's exactly what, like, and then you get that break after NBA and NHL playoffs where it's like, all I got to worry about is the Cubs. Like, I'm not going to watch random baseball games. Summertime, nice. Like, don't make me watch some terrible football league in April and then tell me if I'm not watching, I'm not a football guy. I'm watching college basketball. I'm watching March Madness, the best tournament in the world.
You always said, too, COVID threw all that off. Like, now we've got the calendar back, and now we schedule our life around the regular calendar.
And by the way, did we not get confirmation? Was it today that the college playoffs is officially going to 12 teams?
Yep. The Rose Bowl like finally signed into
it. Yeah, so is it next year, Big Cat, or the year after?
2024. Okay. We're going to have 12 teams. It's going to be awesome. I see people naysaying it. It's the dumbest argument ever where they're like, more blowouts. Who cares?
Right.
It's football. I'm going to watch. And we're going to get home playoff games, which is going to be incredible. Like, think about some of the games. Like, if you get, like, Georgia going to Oregon, or, like, LSU going to Wisconsin, or, you know, Texas A&M having to go to Michigan in December. Like, there's going to be so many cool wrinkles that come out of this. I'm all in. It's going to be awesome.
Do you have any inside information for us on where Deion Sanders may be coaching next?
I don't, because the show I do with him every week was yesterday when I shut it down for a day. So I would have tried to get something out of him. He said, I think Sunday is when he's going to decide.
Yeah.
And it feels like Cincinnati might be in the works. South Florida.
Maybe Colorado was mentioned.
What would you advise him? What would your advice be?
Oh, man. Colorado's pretty nice. I went out to Boulder this summer. It's a pretty – you could live a nice life out in Colorado. But I would actually advise him, like, he's got to – because, you know, his team is really good this year. His son is the quarterback. He's awesome. I'd advise him he's probably got to start working on more kids, because I think his son's only got, like, a year left of eligibility. So he's got to have more kids if he wants to keep coaching at this level.
More kids.
I'd love to see him at UC, at Cincinnati. Like,
that'd be great.
I would love to see him.
Would you go back to Cincinnati, watch a game?
Probably not. Yeah. No, but I'd watch it on television from my couch.
Because you're a professional.
Exactly. I'm a professional TV watcher. That's what I do.
How many TVs you got set up?
In the room I sit in, I've got three. I got two smaller ones, and I got a big one in the middle.
Okay, good. I was going to say, if you only have one, I'm about to go to five.
Look at you.
Yeah, that's cool.
What about when you move here? What's your plan?
Five. That's the five. That's the move of five. Oh, so I'm going to go five when
five.
I move. I already got it all set up in my mind. Right now it's three. Three's okay.
Yeah.
But five is really what you need. You need five to get everything.
I think once you get past three, though, your risk of a seizure goes way up.
There is a part of me that, I think about it with like my kids, like they kind of grow up in a sports bar because there's just three TVs on all the time.
Your kid walks in. Yeah, I'll take a vodka tonic and maybe some boneless wings over here.
Yeah,
it's like, not a bar. This is your house, kid.
It's one of those weird things I think about every now and then. Like 10 years from now, like my kids go to like their friend's house and they're like, "What? You only have one TV?
Right. Like where are the other TVs? What do you mean we're only watching one game?"
Yeah, why is Villanova Creighton not on? Yeah. What's going on here?
Why don't you have a dime on UAB? Why? Why not?
Hey,
Trent Dilfer.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. This was a hot debate today in the pre-show fist fight. A lot has been made about the Russell Wilson birthday party and having 50% of the team show up for the birthday party. Is that a good percentage or bad percentage? Because a lot of people have said, oh, look at Russell Wilson. Everyone hates him. Only half the team showed up. And I'm like, that's not bad. Half the team showed up. I mean,
it is. It's one of those things in a football setting. You can be like, wow, only half the team showed up. But then if you did it in real life, like 30 dudes showed up to your 34th birthday party, like that's insane. That's a lot of dudes that show up.
Well, can I? Yeah. My question was, why are you throwing a 34 your birthday? Yeah. You go 25, 30, 40, 50, like. Are you still really throwing a birthday every year like you're a teenager?
It's
or
true.
A grade school
I actually,
kid?
Yeah, like it probably didn't help him. The locker room probably didn't like the fact that they even got invited to a birthday. Like if I got invited to a birthday party right now, I'd laugh in the person's face. I was like, what are you talking about? I'm not going to your birthday party.
Grown-ass man.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah.
But if it's a 50th, you'd be, oh, yeah, definitely.
Like that's why I thought half the team. That's not bad. Like, everyone's saying, oh, no one likes him. I'm like, half the team showed up. Not bad. Everyone else is saying, only half the team showed up. What a loser.
Yeah, it's true. It is. It is crazy, too, to think about, like, remember that week when we thought he was coming to the Bears? And imagine if this had happened with the Bears. Like, that would have been the most demoralizing thing of all time to get. Because, like, the Broncos have no out. They have no outs. They got to pay him. He's got to play. And they're stuck with him for, what, 3-4 years? And, like, it's not even just that he's weird. He just hasn't been a good football player.
Like, would he be even worse with Matt Nagy as his coach?
Oh, my God. The Broncos have 14 touchdowns, offensive touchdowns this year. 14. Week 13.
Is that bad?
I looked it up today. There was 18 quarterbacks that have more touchdown passes, and then the 19th is Justin Fields with 13 touchdown passes, but 7 rushing.
Right.
So that there's 19 quarterbacks that have more than the Broncos do as a team in terms of offensive touchdowns.
Hey, do you have any big plans for Saturday morning in the World Cup game, U.S. and Netherlands?
No. Nah. I'm gonna watch. I'll watch. This goes back to my statement about the schedule and the calendar. Like, World Cup in the summer, I'm all in.
Gotcha.
World Cup in the fall, like, come on. I'm going to be getting ready for the MAC championship. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Toledo versus Ohio is, no offense to Team USA, I'll watch. I'll root for them. I hope they win. But Toledo and Ohio, come on. That's getting TV1.
That's fair. Have you ever been really fair? Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
To each their own, you know. Listen, don't tell him how to
fan. No, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair because you know what it is? It's soccer has come into to my sacred time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is like when someone builds a big like house in the woods and then a bear attacks. It's like, well, you went into his house. Soccer came into my house. Mac is my house. You came into my house. I'm not going to give you the respect. I'll show you some respect. Take your shoes off. But like, you're not getting everything. You know what I mean? I'm not cooking you a dinner and getting you drinks from the refrigerator.
And have you ever been kicked in the nuts like really hard?
I PFT once nut slapped me so hard that I thought that like I was gonna puke all my guts out. There was a time in Pardon My Take history where we were just like freely just slapping each other in the nuts, and it almost broke the whole podcast apart. So we had to stop that, and I almost puked my guts out.
You guys took the tap game to an extreme.
Yeah, isn't that funny that it's like, oh, yeah, what's the biggest, like, fight you guys have ever gotten in? You're doing this podcast 7 years now. It's like, well, it's the time that he hit me in the nuts really bad, and it was bad. It almost broke us up.
You were listed with an abdominal contusion at that point, probably.
What a hero Christian Pulisic is.
I thought your tweet was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Like you were offering up your junk to him if it was necessary for him to be able to play on Saturday.
Yes, I mean he can have it. It's not great.
You're done with it now, right? After two kids, you're done with it.
He can have it. He can have it.
Fantastic, Big Cat. You're a true warrior.
Well, by the way, you got to tell him who's coming on tomorrow.
Oh. We after,
reunited and it feels so good.
After months of ghosting us, Cuddy finally has responded again. We've gotten through to the other side again.
Back into the web.
Yeah, he's back into the web and he's coming to town for Bears Packers. So Cuddy's coming on tomorrow.
I love it. All right, well, tell him I say hi, and thank you guys for moving the schedule around for me.
We'll talk Tuesday, right, if you have a voice?
Yes, hey, by the
Tuesday,
way, your coffee's delicious.
Thank you. I know it is.
I know.
Thank you.
I was confirming what you already knew.
I'll order it. We're saving dogs over here.
I needed that because there was a moment that when we went live with the coffee, I was like, I had a flash of panic. I was like, what if I just have the worst taste in the world? And like everyone tastes this, and they're like, what is this garbage? So I appreciate it.
That's awesome.
Great stuff.
Thanks,
Big Cat.
All right. Thanks, guys. See ya.
All right. Again, the big news of the day is Justin Fields, full participant. Is he going to play? Trending that way, possibly, against the Packers. Courtney Cronin is going to give us a quick hit from Hallis Hall. What does she think? She will lead off Waddle's World with this news coming up next. Guys, it's the most wonderful time of year. The holidays are back, and so is Toyota-thon at your local Chicagoland Toyota dealer. It's where I discovered my all-new RAV4. It's about a year old now. Absolutely love what I've experienced in the last year with my RAV4. It's the hybrid version. I get 40 miles to the gallon. Absolutely love it. It is loaded with the latest tech. Fantastic, luxurious, and it's a great family car as well. Whatever you want from your local Toyota dealer, this is the biggest event of the year, and now is the time to check it out today. Check out one of 20 Toyota models with available all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive. It's going to be super helpful in these tough Chicago winters. Plus, every Toyota comes with Toyota Care. This is a great deal. It's a two-year or 25,000-mile no-cost maintenance plan that includes roadside assistance. It's time to ring in the season with a winter-ready and fully efficient new Toyota. Visit your local Chicagoland Toyota dealer or toyota.com for the latest offers or more. Whether it's something like my RAV4, maybe it's the Highlander, check out the new Tundra. Toyota, let's go places.
This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
It's time to find out what's on Tom's mind.
Is that why you are here?
As we go inside Waddle's World.
Yes, welcome in. Waddle's World brought to you by our friends and partners at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. Find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank. Visit Wintrust.com/finest. Member FDIC. The nonsense will have to wait for a moment as we get an update on what is happening up at Hallis Hall. We told you a little bit earlier today that Justin Fields, maybe surprisingly, was a full participant in practice today. What does that mean? I think someone would have that answer. That's Courtney Cronin, who's up at Hallis Hall, covers the Bears for us. Courtney, how are you today?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. What can you tell us about what transpired up there today with our favorite quarterback?
Yeah, it was a surprise to me to see him as a full participant on the injury report, considering Matt Eberflus made it sound yesterday like Fields was going to be limited throughout the week and that this thing was going to probably drag on the same way that it did going into the Jets game, where he was, you know, limited and then listed as questionable, and then it was a game-time decision. But he was full go today, so getting all the first-team reps. We were out there for a little bit. They stretched indoors, and then they went to practice behind Hallis Hall on the outdoor field. And he, I mean, the mobility, to my eye, like just watching in the last 2 days, it looks like that's not an issue at all. And certainly with his shoulder, too, you're not seeing any sort of noticeable issues with it as far as range of movement, how much he can do in some of the individual drills, throwing routes on air. So that's a good sign. And if this thing continues to trend, then you're going to end up seeing Justin Fields playing on Sunday, because I highly doubt he would be a quote-unquote healthy scratch, even though you know he's dealing with that shoulder, and not play. You know, the thing that, you know, afterwards we were in the locker room and, you know, I watched him come back in and, you know, just the mood around this team, even though they're 3-9, you know, and they're injured, a lot of different positions. Like, it's kind of light in there today. So I think that that's a really good sign for where things are trending towards going this Sunday.
So you believe, Courtney, unless there's a setback, like maybe there's more soreness tomorrow after he practiced full, unless something like that happens, you believe this is trending towards him playing?
If he's full tomorrow as well, then that's 2 days of playing, been practicing at full participation level. So that means he wouldn't be on the injury report. Now, this could be the ultimate gamesmanship, because we know that this team, you can never put that out of mind because of what this team did going into the Jets game. But I asked him yesterday about that, and he said that he felt like he was going to be playing in that game. It just didn't work out with the pregame warm-up and then getting cleared by the medical staff. But you hear Matt Eberflus in his three-pronged approach. First, you got to be cleared by the trainers. Then it's on the player, and then it's on the coaches to ultimately decide if, you know, those two things are green lit, to give the ultimate green light on that. So I just, given everything they've said about the bye week and how it's not going to factor into this, it doesn't sound like he's going to be kept out of the game if he's able to practice again tomorrow and doesn't carry an injury designation on Friday.
And before we let you go, how do you feel about that? I know we've all taken a cautious approach, but if he's cleared by the doctors and he is listed as 100%, are you cool with him playing Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's got a faster healing body than most, because, I mean, there's varying degrees for shoulder separation. We know that. But he was in a lot of pain. And even last week, he was talking about the pain that he had to play through during practice. It was a lot. And it's something that he's going to have to manage. I don't imagine that he'll be pain-free. Like, I want to make that clear, that if he's not fully, if he is fully a full participant in practice tomorrow, and if he is not carrying a designation, that doesn't mean that he's magically healed in 2 weeks. He's probably still dealing with some lingering pain. But, you know, I feel like the logical thing to do would be to shut him down and let him rest. But if he truly is healthy enough to play where they don't think there's a risk of re-injury, you can't fault him for wanting to go out and play right now.
Really good stuff.
Yeah.
Courtney, thank you.
Thanks for jumping on with us.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
There you go. Quick hit from Courtney.
I'm more reticent about it. If you said to me, guys, you know, I mean, I got some pain. I can play, but I got some pain. Then I'd be hesitant. But if he's out there spinning it and not doesn't have any pain, then normal.
She just said though that he does. He's got to have some.
I'd be interested to hear what he has to say. Like, if he's experiencing pain and it's. Is it affecting what he's able to do? I mean, there's a natural amount of pain that a guy that's played that much so far this season is going to have. I mean, like, I'm sure his legs probably are a little more fresh.
Yeah, after getting a week off.
But I'm sure that there's still, you know, he still probably feels he's got some heavy legs. So I don't know.
You know me, I'm nervous no matter what. But it does make me, I've told you this, makes me way more interested in this game.
Sure.
My Packer buddy, who I always talk about, texted me and he said he heard the news that it sounds like Fields could play. He said they could set the total at 200 yards rushing for Fields and he would still play the over. Because he knows how bad his Packer rushing defense is.
He's being somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but I think that there's going to be a limit to if he plays to what they're going to ask him to do. But yes, I mean, you saw that Packer defense is susceptible to the run. We saw
how many rushing yards did they have?
Was well over 100, wasn't he?
I think he was closer to 200 than 100.
Yeah, because I know that collectively, didn't the Eagles run for more than 300 yards?
Yeah, I think so.
So, look, if you tell me he's healthy and we don't have to shoot it, if you got to shoot it to even practice or play, then it tells me that you're affected by the pain. So I want to be cautious, but I don't want to put the kid in bubble wrap if it's not necessary. Because I'm one that believes that all of these reps that he can get are going to be truly beneficial to him going forward. So err on the side of caution, but, you know, you can't completely protect him. So we'll see, though. Other guys on the injury report, Larry Borum did not practice. He's got an ankle and a knee. Jaquan Brisker, still in concussion protocol, did not practice. Kyler Gordon also did not practice. Dante Pettis has got an illness. He did not practice. Riley Reiff was a limited participant, so not sure what that means with regard to Leatherwood's ability. Or not his ability, but his availability.
I'm not sure about
and
his ability either,
as well.
Yeah.
Trevor Siemian did not participate today, still suffering from the oblique.
Jalen Hurts rushed for 17 carries, 157 yards.
Yeah. And I would say this to you as well. If you watched that game through, there were very few moments when he actually was in harm's way.
Right.
So
right.
There is an art, and we've seen a lot of that from Justin as well. There is an art to being able to run the football and not expose yourself to a tremendous amount of punishment.
Do you want to come back and do the silly stuff next so we have more time to do it?
I got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, you want to do that?
Sure.
Instead of interrupting it midway through?
Sure.
So that's the Bears story. Again, Justin Fields, full participant, which would take one of the least interesting Bears games of the year and would certainly make it a lot more interesting with Fields against Rodgers.
And didn't Courtney say two straight days of full participation takes you off the injury list?
It sounds like it, yes. And if they're playing games, she said two, unless they're doing gamesmanship, if they're spending time playing stupid-ass games with the Packers at 3-9, that's stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
You know they all think that they are...
For what? Spend time on your team and develop your damn roster. Get Alex Leatherwood on the field instead of gamesmanship. I'm not saying that they're doing this, but if they are, spend time on developing your damn roster instead of playing games with the Packers.
Yeah, I'll save my ire for when it happens, if it's that. I can't imagine that is the case. But
if they're playing games at 3-9, just wait till they're 10-2.
Yeah.
Can't imagine the games they'll play.
What is the gambling? Gambling's part of the NFL now.
Sure.
If you've got a guy who's full participant and he's supposed to play and then you sit
him. Changed?
Like,
Oh, absolutely.
No, it hasn't changed. It's still -4.5, or it was before Courtney came on.
I was very surprised that it was only 4.5.
Oh, new
developments. It's moving significantly.
It hadn't the last time I checked it.
But yeah, it's at 3 on mine. So
this is like, listen, I guess you can do whatever you want because it's what's best for your football team. But when you're in bed with the gambling people, not literally, figuratively, you can't, you know, you... I would think you got to be kind of upfront and honest about this, don't you?
You sleeping with your bookie?
I'm just saying. I'm not. But I'm just saying, don't you agree that if you're going to allow gambling into the arena, then you better be 100% honest with everything, or the league and the gambling sites have to have a conversation.
True. Right, you can't play fast and loose with the injury report.
Correct. That's my point. So keep an eye on that. All right, when we come back. You. Boy, I got something, a couple of food stories that will, I think, make you say, that's next.
Miss a show? All your faves ready and waiting on the ESPN Chicago app.
You are listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Found this to be very odd. Pepsi wants you to drink soda mixed with milk this holiday season.
Have you done that before?
No.
Milk was a bad choice.
Milk's a bad choice. I drink more milk than I do Pepsi, to be honest with you. Yeah, I don't drink a lot of soda.
I have not had pop.
You call it pop?
Pop. I grew up
calling it pop, too. Went to Boston and it was soda.
It's been years since
I've... Thank you, soda.
It's been years since I've had any sort of a...
Years? Really?
Years. Like, I used to drink... when I was back on the rum kick, I used to drink diet, like...
Rum and Diet Coke?
Rum and Diet, yeah. That was the last time, probably 2013, the last time I had any sort of a Diet Coke.
Every blue moon, I'll have like a Sprite.
And me too with pizza, but if there's like one thing you wanted to like try and healthen up your diet,
yes, get rid
of the quickest thing you could do if you drink soda regularly, eliminate
that.
When
they say the diet is worse than the sugar.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, but they're both full of sugar. That's not good.
You know what? You give me a good old-fashioned root beer and I'll go to town on it, but like that's really it.
I used to love a Dr. Pepper or a Cherry Coke at a movie theater.
Never Cherry Coke. Dr. Pepper, I could buy that as well.
That's sort of like a Cherry Coke. It's got that type of flavor.
I like the icy at the movie theater.
I do too.
I'll break down and buy that.
Anyway, Pepsi launched a campaign encouraging customers to try the combination and use the hashtag Pilkin Cookies, as in Pepsi Plus Milk, to showcase their Santa-friendly concoctions. Those who participate in the online challenge running through Christmas Day will have the chance to win some cash.
Pilkin Cookies.
That combining Pepsi gross. And milk has long been a secret hack among Pepsi fans, said Todd Kaplan, Pepsi's chief marketing official.
I don't believe that at all.
In a statement about the campaign, I can't imagine that either. Pepsi's now popularizing the mix as its spin on dirty soda, a popular TikTok trend that combines soda with syrup and cream.
But you have to mix that at home, right? That's what they're saying. They're not selling a new product.
No. Yeah. It's a do it yourself.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're encouraging you to do
back
it.
Back in the day, you were a soda jerk if you were someone who would mix all that stuff.
Yeah,
right?
You were. Meaning that was your job.
Right.
Yeah.
Now these days you're just a jerk.
Huh?
You had to jerk the soda.
No, it's like that's what they used to call people back in like the 50s and 60s,
yes.
Right?
Because they worked at like a soda shop.
Yeah.
Because they jerked the soda, right?
Mac and cheese consumer claims that she and others like her have been misled about how long it will take to prepare a single serving cup of microwavable Velveeta brand mac and cheese. Florida consumer Amanda Ramirez says that she chose to purchase the microwavable Velveeta mac and cheese because the package says it will be ready in 3.5 minutes. However, she says that she was misled because in reality, the product takes more than 3.5 minutes to prepare.
Now, this is the one that we make at home. This is in the cup, right?
Yes.
Well, now, what does she say? What is she saying? That the whole preparation takes longer than 3.5?
She explains that the statement, ready in 3.5 minutes, featured on the front of the mac and cheese container, implies that the entire prep time for the food is 3.5 minutes. However, the back of the mac and cheese container provides a full list of instructions according to the Velveeta mac and cheese class action. The instructions indicate that preparing the mac and cheese takes well over 3.5 minutes to prepare and that the time only accounts for the minutes the product spends in the microwave.
That's stupid. I mean, what do you think? Look, I'm all for.
I think that is. If you've got that kind of time in a not to mention the litigious society we live in, this is a waste of people's time.
So should it just say cook time 3.5 minutes? Cooked in 3.5 minutes?
Yeah. Or how about this won't last long. Don't be a jerk.
Soda jerk.
Yeah, don't be a... I mean, isn't that one of the stupidest things?
Yeah,
I know. Really, our court system needs to be clogged with this crap? Do your arteries need to be...
No, that's terrible. I like the Velveeta. I'm sure. Shells and cheese.
We need, like, a dumb court. Like, all
these...
That's
such a good idea. You go over here, this is stupid court.
Like, there's the Supreme Court, there's the appellate court,
there's
the
dumb court.
Yeah. Yep.
Small claims court, right? Isn't that kind of where they go? Is that where we're going with this?
There could be some good small claims court cases, and then there's dumb court.
Dumb court. Like, you should put it on television, too.
Instead of people's
court. Just what TV needs. They need another court show. By the way, there's one on, like, A&E that's crazy. Court cam.
They've taken it to a new level.
Well, like, when crazy things go on at court.
Remember Judge Judy made all sorts of cash.
Yeah, like, no. This is, like, Jim Harbaugh's a big Judge Judy fan. Like, she makes, like, $20 million a year. No, I'm talking about real live, you know, they have cameras in courts where people go attack other people and stuff
really?
Like that.
Wow.
Yeah, reality stuff. Yeah. That's really all the nonsense I'd like to bring for you to your attention today.
All right, so Dan Durkin weighs in on the Bears, and there is news today if you're just getting into your car. Justin Fields trending towards playing against the Packers this weekend. He was a full participant in practice. What does Durkin make of this? And in 1 hour from now, we'll talk big picture Justin Fields with our former quarterback in town, Josh McCown, who's going to be a head coach in this league one day. Josh will join us in an hour, but Durkin coming up next.